What you don't want is somebody who's going to just paint this rosy picture all the time and, oh, it doesn't need much work. No, because that's going to turn out to be a disaster for you. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Birmingham Real Estate Investor Podcast. I am your host, Spencer Sutton. We are back. Listen, we took some time off. We had an extremely busy fall and winter and end of the year, and now we're heading into 2022. So I did want to let you know, we also kicked off the other podcast called the Evernest Real Estate Investor Podcast. So it's taken a lot of our time. But what we decided was we are committed to providing Birmingham-specific information on this podcast over the next 12 months. We're going to release a podcast, and like an episode every month. So one a month, we're going to continue releasing. We're going to continue this podcast. It's been a great podcast. We've gotten tremendous amount of feedback from investors from around the country who have enjoyed this podcast. So I did want to let you know that right off the bat, that this is something we're going to continue because it's going to be coming once a month. We'll have an opportunity to really dig in and bring on some more experts. We may even have some of our guests that we had before back on. So if there's somebody that you want to hear from now that is 2022, maybe even somebody we interviewed in 2020, if you would like to hear them back, let me know. Shoot me an email. Email's at podcast@evernest.co. So know that this is coming once a month, but we also have the Evernest Real Estate Investor Podcast weekly. We're releasing it weekly. The purpose of that podcast, because we're operating in so many different markets, we're able to bring on experts from Columbus, Ohio, Jackson, Mississippi, Denver, Colorado. So we're really looking at all of the markets that we operate in. And plus, we have Matthew Whitaker joining me on that podcast, and we have Gray Hall joining me on that podcast. Both of them you have heard. If you've listened to all the episodes on this podcast, and you've heard them before. So that's just a little announcement. Got a little housekeeping out of the way before we kick it off with this episode. And really what I want to talk to you about today is this is definitely, it could be Birmingham specific, but you can apply this to whatever market that you're looking at. Because I know that a lot of investors that are listening to this podcast are also investing in other markets. Maybe they have properties in Atlanta or Chattanooga or Little Rock or wherever, but you know, they may come from major markets and they're looking at more tertiary markets like a Birmingham, but this absolutely applies. And so today we're going to talk about why you need an investor-friendly agent to help you find deals. Now, in a previous episode, we did talk a lot about like how you can specifically find deals, and we gave you some different ways, like even in a hot market, how you find deals. But I want to talk specifically just about this idea of partnering with an investor-friendly agent and why they look so much different than a normal agent. Now, I'm not here to talk bad about retail, what I would imagine or what I would call retail real estate agents. They're fantastic. As a matter of fact, we had a guest on our show, Matthew Gregory, and I would say that a vast majority of his deals come from, and he does around 100 a year, and he's flipping houses, although now he's starting to buy rentals. I would imagine that like a vast majority has come from retail real estate agents. So let that be, you know, if you decide to go that route, the types of agents that are bringing him deals, they are retail. They typically sell retail houses to the public. They're not selling to investors. And they do it. The reason they bring him deals is because houses that people want to list with them are in serious need of repair, right? So they could be peeling paint, rotten wood peeling paint, could just be completely outdated, could be that the owner doesn't have money to fix it up, whatever the case is, or it could be an inherited house. So they're like, wow, I can't really put this on the retail market, but I bet you that this investor, you know, Matthew Gregory, will pay me a good, or give the, you know, make a fair offer on this property. So I say all that to say you can work with retail agents, and that really works better when you live in the market. So Matthew is here in Birmingham. So he knows these people. He can see them. They go to lunch together. They see each other all the time. I don't know how many agents he has. Another person that we've had on the show, Bruce Glenn, does the very same thing. He's got a group of realtors that are very loyal to Bruce. And they're like, hey, we know that you might be interested in this house. We can't sell it on the retail market. It's kind of run down. So having said that, now what I want to do is I want to make the case for you working with an investor friendly, like specific investor friendly real estate agent. And these agents are very, very different than the typical retail agent. And so you just going out and trying to find an agent out of the blue typically does not work. You're going to have to dig in and you're going to have to find someone that is an investor friendly agent. So why do you need an investor friendly agent? What are some of the benefits of working with investor friendly agents? Well, there's a lot of them. And so some of the things that I think about when I just am asking myself this question is they're going to understand here in Birmingham, they're going to understand the markets that investors are finding deals in. They're going to understand the markets that investors want to buy in. And so if you find somebody and they have never sold to an investor, then they're not going to know these markets at all. I know that one of the gentlemen that we hired on our team as an investor-friendly agent, one of the reasons why it made so much sense to bring him on our team is because he had been doing deals for out-of-state investors in the types of areas that we all buy in. So he knew the East Lakes. He knew these areas in on the eastern part of town and the western part of town that we were all buying in. So he was like, yeah, I've done many deals in here. And so when you find somebody like that, what's great about it is they already have their pulse on the market. They already have their pulse on what's going on. And if they're a really good investor agent, then they're going to have several investors that they're working with, right? So they're going to have, so, and don't let that scare you off, because you can, an agent, a very good agent who works with investors can work with many different owners, many different investors, because there's different buying criteria. There's different buy boxes. There's different goals. There's different areas that people are interested. Some investors really want to focus south of town. They have their sights set on areas like Alabaster and Helena. And they say, so they will steer their investors towards these areas. Some are going to really focus in on some of the western parts of town, right? They're going to focus on Inslee and areas like Pleasant Grove and Hueytown. Others may focus on Centerpoint, Roebuck, Huffman, Clay Chalkful, Grayson Valley, Trustful, up in the kind of the eastern and northeastern part of Birmingham. So really, these investor agents are very, very good at helping you choose a area to buy in. So this is something that will be very, very beneficial. A retail agent is not going to do this. They're not going to know these areas very well. They're not going to have a lot of experience in them. They're not going to be able to tell you the streets and the neighborhoods and the areas that you need to watch out for, because we've documented well on this podcast, there are certain streets and like it changes from block to block. So you must be careful. You need to watch out. Another benefit is they're going to be very knowledgeable about the types of properties. So not only just the neighborhoods, but also the types of properties that are in these areas. And with that comes like things like the age of the property, what you can expect from a bedroom, bathroom standpoint. They're going to also understand more about the rents that you can expect when you're buying in these areas. And all of that is going to play into really like your investment objectives, your investment goals, your risk tolerance. If you don't need to be investing in buying properties in a D-class neighborhood, then they're not going to take you to a D-class neighborhood. They're going to keep you with the C and potentially even the B-class neighborhood. And I would also say this about really strong investor agents. They really know their class of neighborhoods. So I was just recently looking. I'm saying this because I just saw a map where I'm pretty sure it was an agent who had put out some information about Birmingham, had listed the class of neighborhoods, and it was really a pretty broad swath of, hey, here's A, here's B, and here's C. And it was really interesting because I just didn't see any D class. There was zero D class identified on the map of Birmingham. I'd take it further. If there is such a thing as an F class, I would give F class in certain parts of Birmingham. There are parts of Birmingham I would never, ever, as a matter of fact, I would tell you to run away from areas like Wylam. Like, I would say, don't even look at it. Don't even think about it. We had some investors out of Oregon, I believe, is what, somewhere up in the Pacific Northwest, and they had bought some houses in Wylam, and their whole thought process, this is what they told us when they were here in Birmingham: we want to start buying properties here and really change this neighborhood and turn it into an incredible neighborhood where everybody wants to live. I told them that's not going to happen. This is many years ago. This is probably 2015 or something, 2015 or 16. I said, probably not going to happen. And it didn't. Like, it was a disaster. And so, just like a really good agent, investor agent, is going to know these areas really well. They're going to know the different types of properties that are there. Again, the age of the home, bedroom, bathroom you can expect. And they're going to also help you like locate investor financing if that's something you need. It may not be something you need, but if you're talking with somebody, maybe this is your first property that you're going to buy, you don't have all the cash, you're looking for somebody to help finance you, then a good investor agent is going to like point you in the right direction to make sure that you can get the financing you need. They're also going to be able to help you analyze deals. Because I mentioned before, they're going to know the rental rates in these areas. They're going to know the typical repairs that need to be done. They should be able to give you, when they're going in and looking at the property, they should be able to go in and give you a kind of a broad estimate before you get a true estimate on how much work needs to be done. This is something we were just doing. We're buying a property in Jackson, Mississippi, and it's in an area called Madison, and we were all looking at this deal, and the agent who's helping us is on our team. He's an Evernest broker in Jackson, Mississippi, and we were talking to him about the type, like how much in repairs. He gave a pretty, like, he was like, you know, looking at the pictures, knowing this, looking at the roof, looking at this and that, he said, I'm going to say probably somewhere between 20 and 25,000. We put it under contract, and we had, you know, like a 5 or 10 day inspection period. We sent our person out there to get the full estimate, and it came back right at 25,000. So, I mean, a good agent is going to be able to eyeball stuff like this for you. A good investor agent is going to be able to eyeball stuff like this for you. What you don't want is somebody who's going to just paint this rosy picture all the time and, oh, it doesn't need much work. No, because that's going to turn out to be a disaster for you. And that's not going to work, because what's going to happen is that person is going to do one deal with you and you'll never do another deal with them before. That's why you want to make sure that they have done multiple deals for the same investor, because that means that they're finding good deals for these investors and they're keeping these investors happy. They're doing all the due diligence on the front and helping them buy according to their goals and objectives. So, last thing, I think a benefit of having somebody who's really knowledgeable in this space, who's an investor-friendly agent, is that they're going to help you make offers. They're going to understand the temperature of the market here in Birmingham. And so they're going to be able to reach out to you and say, hey, we need to make an offer. This is what I think the offer is going to be based on this, this, and this. It meets all your goals, you know, and so they're going to be able to help you make offers because they're going to understand the market. I was actually speaking with an agent yesterday, a broker yesterday in Atlanta. And he was just talking about how, man, they've got some deals, they have 30 people making offers. And he was saying the advantage of having somebody who knows what you're looking for is that they can make those offers. Like, you want to get the inside scoop and make these offers first, right? And they need to be according to your buy box. So Another benefit is not only are they making offers, but they're also getting deals sent to them that are not just like these investor agents are getting deals sent to them that are not just coming up on MLS, right? So if it's just MLS, I mean, MLS, we can find a lot of deals, but you also want other avenues. So they are in touch with the best wholesalers in town. So they're getting off-market deals a lot of times before they go out to the public. We just like the house that we put under contract in Jackson, Mississippi came to us from a wholesaler who had not put it out on his list yet to his email list saying, "Hey, I want to build a relationship with y'all. Here's this deal. I'm going to give you guys some time to make an offer." And so we were able to snatch it up. A great investor real estate agent is going to help you do that. Not only that, they're also going to know not only wholesalers, but they're also going to know other investors, other landlords who may at certain times be wanting to offload some of their portfolio, right? So typically people don't just keep hold a portfolio for 20 or 30 years without selling some, buying some others. So there's a little bit of trade in there. I know that I've done that in the past. And so these agents are going to have multiple ways for finding you deals, which, I mean, this is the name of the game, right? You want people who can bring you deals, not just on MLS, but also through wholesalers and also through other landlords in town. So that's why you need to vet these people and know them really, really well before you do anything. So here are some of the things that you can even ask. Like if I were interviewing agents, investor agents, I would ask them, you know, number one, are you a full-time agent? Like, is this what you do for a living? You want to make sure that they're not just kind of doing this part-time. And I personally wouldn't want somebody who's also doing big retail deals unless they're doing it with investors who are flipping houses. So sometimes these good agents will find flip deals for other investors. That's okay if they're doing those types of retail deals. But generally dealing with the public, I'm not interested in that agent. I'm looking for someone who they are just consumed with looking for deals for investors. That's what I want. Maybe you want to ask them if they've ever owned rental property themselves or, you know, investment property themselves. That might be something that would be worth discussing. Another thing is, how many investors have you worked with or are you currently working with? How many houses have you sold to agents? Like, just doing some of this is really going to help you get a feel and a sense of what these investor agents, like, kind of what they can do for you, how they can, if this is a good partner, because this is really what you're looking for. You're looking for a partner. And I would also want to know, like I mentioned before, how many repeat customers do they have? Do they have investors that have bought multiple properties from them? If so, where are these properties? You know, they're not going to give you the addresses and things like that, but definitely they should be able to say, yes, I work heavily in this area. I work with, and they can probably even name some of the investors. I don't think that's you know, it's not a breach of privacy really, but it would be, but it's going to be really beneficial for you to understand these things. You might want to ask them about, I would ask them, what are your favorite areas for helping investors? Like, what area do you focus on certain areas? And if so, why do you think these areas are great for investors to buy in? So get them to tell you about, if it's Eastlake, get them to tell you about Eastlake. What do they love about Eastlake? What kind of deals are they seeing in Eastlake? What parts of Eastlake do they recommend versus what parts would they say stay away from? Because there are definitely areas of Eastlake that, you know, if you're depending on your risk tolerance, you probably don't need to buy there. And so talk to them about their local expertise, even within these little subsidiaries, in these little municipalities. Like, for instance, CenterPoint. Like, there's been a lot of trouble with the city of CenterPoint. It was causing trouble for landlords. So do they know about these types of things? And how do they address those? So are they telling you to stay out of CenterPoint, but maybe buying Huffman or buying Roebuck? You know, just understanding that. Also, like I mentioned, you want them to talk to you about where they're finding deals. Is it just MLS, or is it, are there other avenues for finding properties that they've identified? I would definitely find out where they're getting their deals, so that they can, if they can articulate that and you feel good about that, then this, like, to me, if they pass all of these things, like if you're, if they're meeting the smell test and you're asking these questions and they're proven that they can get the job done, proven that they have a great reputation in town, then this is somebody you want to partner with. You know, what's really interesting is that, you know, when out-of-state investing became super popular here in Birmingham, probably in 2011 and 12 and 13 and 14, it was really like the Wild Wild West here. And what I mean by that, there was a lot of people who were out here trying to make money, and they were doing some unethical business practices. So they were taking advantage of out-of-state investors. And it really was the Wild Wild West. I remember, you know, just the stories. We've helped a lot of investors that had gotten taken advantage of. It was really the Wild Wild West. But it's been great to see how typically over time, those people tend to fade away. Right. So the reputation, it's so bad that they don't have, there's no way they can continue doing business here. So what they're after is they're after super quick profit, taking advantage of people, making money, not delivering on promises. But what happens is they can't stay in business long term. And so it's really great to see no agents out here in the market, investors, wholesalers in the market in Birmingham who have been here long term and are going to stay long term because they built a solid reputation for doing business the right way. Those are the people you want. That's who you want to deal with. You know, they're going to understand what you're looking for. They're going to understand your goals, your objectives. They're going to have a track record of doing things the right way. And I think Birmingham is like, listen, there are, even though there's a lot of institutional investor, you know, attention here, there's a lot of activity here in Birmingham, there's still deals, like we are finding deals for investors. So I say all this, and now I do want to plug, you know, we've had Gray Hall here on the show. I do want to plug our brokerage services. We've got several agents that do work with investors only that help them find deals. Obviously, they're finding them on MLS. We're also finding them from wholesalers we've developed relationships with. Because remember, we've been in this market for a long time. We've got a lot of great relationships. Then also, I mean, we manage, I don't know, 700-800 properties here in Birmingham. So we always have investors who are looking to sell parts of their portfolio or even package up the whole portfolio. So if you're working with one of our agents, one of our team members, an Evernest agent, then absolutely you would have access to those deals. So I would say if you're interested in working with somebody on our team, then reach out to us. You can fill out a form. We have a form and it is evernest.co/pocket-listings. So if you go on to evernest.co/pocket-listings, you will see a form. You can fill it out. We will get back with you. In the beginning, we put this form out there and we just had tremendous amount of people reaching out to us. We were trying to staff up, but now we have the manpower to absolutely buy as many properties as you all have appetite for. And these are agents that have experience. They know exactly what you're looking for. And you know what? Because we're also a property management company. They're looking for we're looking for people who want to partner with us, who need a partner. So we're talking about everything from sourcing deals to making offers to acquiring to we will rehab the property for you. And then we will place a tenant in that property and keep them there, manage that property and send you your money every single month. So if you're looking for a Birmingham partner like that, then we definitely want to help. But if you want to find a different agent, like somebody else, I hope that this information's been good so that you can interview agents, ask them the right types of questions, understand if they're going to be a good fit for you. And really, you do want, like, this person is a very, very important part of your team. that you want always looking out for your best interest. They not just for them looking to do a deal, but looking to develop a relationship long term, that as you want to build your portfolio in Birmingham, whatever that looks like. All right, everybody, that's this episode. Remember, we'll be back on a monthly basis here delivering you Birmingham specific news. And if you found this information valuable, if you found this podcast valuable at all, I would ask that you leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. It definitely helps other investors as they're scrolling and trying to think, you know, what investment podcast should I listen to? It helps them make decisions that, hey, this is worth listening to. So I hope you would leave us a review. And I'll be back in February with another episode of the Birmingham Real Estate Investor Podcast. I will see you then.